At this time, we're going to turn the program over to Ann, and hope y'all receive a blessing from this program.
Good morning and happy Sabbath to you. Today, we are going to do, for our word of worship, we're going to worship God through scriptures, songs, and prayer. And this is the week of prayer that we will start off with. So we thought, what better way to give praise and honor and glory to God? In the Word of God, in 2 Chronicles 7, verses 14 and 15, it reads, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." That was a promise that God had made to Solomon as they were dedicating the temple. And that is what we are asking, that he will be with us here. We will start with our first song, which is printed on your bulletin. It is called "The Love of God." Becky, you can come lead that because I don't sing well.
The love of God is greater far tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star, reaches to the lowest hell. The peacekeeper, bowed down with care, gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled, pardoned him his sin.
Soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
Our next song will be Praise to the Lord, number 1.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join ye in glad adoration. Praise the Lord who all things so wondrously reigneth. Shieldeth thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth.
Now turn to page 86. 86. How great thou art.
Through out the universe display.
Let's pray. Our most graciously Heavenly Father, we are coming before your throne of grace at this moment to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for the many, many blessings you bestow upon us. Lord, we want to, many times in our daily life, in our prayers, we don't take enough time to thank you. Forgive us for this. And Lord, help us to take time to think about the way you have led us so far. Lord, we are here present in this sanctuary because you allow us to be here. You give us life, you give us health, you give us everything we needed to be here. We want to thank you for the things you have created, the nature that is around us, for this beautiful Sabbath day. And in a special way, we want to thank you for the time, the Sabbath time we have that we can spend at your feet and be in a closer communion with you. Lord, help us to use this time to think about you in everything you have done for us. Lord, we say everything, but in a special way, we know what special things you have done in our lives, how you have led us so far. The things we have acquired is because of your grace. Lord, we want to tell you, our words are not enough to tell you how much we appreciate everything you have done for us. And the words of the song we just sing right now, Lord, how great thou art, it's indeed, that's what you are. You are so great. The Solomon said, you know, the earth you feel the earth, you feel the sky, you feel everything, Lord, and you are so great and majestic in everything you do. But in a special way, we want to thank you for our dear Lord Jesus, because you allow him to sacrifice to leave your presence, to come on this earth, to live a life like no one else, a life that was sinless, to show us how we need to live in your presence. We want to thank you for his sacrifice, for his life, and in special for the ministry he's doing right now in heaven on our behalf. Thank you because he is continuing to work and to continue to cleanse us from our sin. Lord, I don't know, I can go on and on probably for a whole hour thinking about how wonderful you are and how many things you have done in our lives, Lord. But help us, each one of us, in our hearts, to take time to think about, to ponder about your love, which fills our lives, which fills this earth. Lord, your love is so incomprehensible. It's so deep. It's as deep as even the deepest point in the earth, and it's high as the highest sky. It's wide as the widest universe. And Lord, we want to thank you because you show us your love, and continue to guide us and open our hearts to receive your love and to show others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Now we'll sing Love Lifted Me in your bulletin.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace.
Happy Sabbath. It is a beautiful day, and it's a time for us all to be praising and giving adoration to our Lord. I ask, what is a prayer of what? Confession and repentance. The Lord gave me a prayer. Father, we thank you for being in our midst today. Thanks for knowing each of our hearts, our needs, our shortcomings, our secret sins, our inadequacies. We recognize that without you and your Son and your Holy Spirit, we are nothing and we can do nothing. We petition you this AM to come into our midst. Invade each and every heart here today. Let us each be conscious of any inadequacy of faith, love, trust, and mercy. Help us to understand just how short we fall in patience, love, and understanding that we have for each other. And especially how some of us fall short of loving you and your Son. I petition you for all of us, as David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Help us to love one another. Help us to support each other. Let us be a church family as we love ourselves, as we love others in sickness and health, in prosperity and light. In light and darkness, help all of us to be of one mind and energy for all projects, especially our new church construction. Continue to be there, and we will be careful to give you the praise and the glory. Lord, come into our midst even right now, and help us to know what you would have us to do for you and for each other, and what you would have us to do as far as putting a church out on the hill so that we can invite those in Aiken proper and in the outlying areas to come and see you and to learn of you so that you can convert us all. We can be as one. And then we can be together with you on this earth made new. We look so forward to that time, Lord. But the only way that it is going to be accomplished is that you today come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Let's open your hymnals to 511. 511.
Christ in love, redeem me for his own.
These things I have written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth. And we know that if he hear us, whatever so we ask, and we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him.
Amen. All right, now let us turn to 483. 483. I need thee every hour. And we'll do the first, third, and fourth. Okay, next, we have a prayer of request and petition. And I'm going to have you do something a little bit different this morning. I know our children know what their imagination is, but I think as we get older, we forget to imagine. So this morning, I'm going to have you imagine something as we go to our prayer. I want you to imagine that the Lord is sitting right beside you. And as we go to this prayer, I'm going to read something first. And then as we go to this prayer, I want you to reach over and I want you to imagine holding the Father's hand as we go to this prayer. But I want to read something to you first. A couple weeks ago, Pastor Gail Tucker, a voice of prophecy, passed away from cancer. She and her husband, when they were at camp meeting a few years ago, told us something that to me changed my life. They said when they took their daily walk together, they imagined Jesus walking with them, and they spoke to him just like he was walking right beside them. And it completely changed their prayer life. Well, I want to tell you that makes a big difference. When you use that holy imagination and you keep him right next to you, it makes a difference in your prayer life. So listen to this story. A man's daughter had asked the local minister to come and pray with her father. When the minister arrived, he found the man lying in bed with his head propped up on two pillows. An empty chair sat beside his bed. The minister assumed that the old fellow had been informed he was coming and made him a chair available. "I guess you were expecting me," he said. "No. Who are you?" said the father. "Well, I'm the new minister at your church," he replied. "When I saw the empty chair, I figured you had opened it up for me." "Oh, yeah, the chair," said the man. "Would you mind closing the door?" Puzzled, the minister shut the door. "I've never told anyone this, not even my daughter," said the man. "But all my life, I have never known how to pray. And at church, I used to hear the pastor talk and pray, but it went right over my head. I abandoned my attempt at prayer," the old man continued, "until one day about 4 years ago, my best friend said to me, 'Joe, prayer is just a simple matter of having a conversation with Jesus. Here's what I suggest. Sit down in a chair and place an empty chair in front of you, and in faith, see Jesus in that chair. It's not spooky, believe me. I'll be with you always,' Jesus promised. Then just speak to him in the same way that you're doing to me right now." So I tried it, and I liked it so much that I do it a couple of hours every single day. I'm kind of careful, though. If my daughter saw me talking to an empty chair, she'd either have a nervous breakdown or send me to the funny farm. The minister was deeply moved by the story and encouraged the old man to continue on this journey. Then he prayed with him, anointed him with oil, and returned to his church. Two nights later, the daughter called and said, "My daddy died this afternoon." "Did he die in peace?" he asked. "Yes. When I left the house about 2 o'clock, he called me over to his bedside, told me he loved me, and kissed me on the cheek. When I got back from the store an hour later, I found him passed away. But there was something strange about his death. Apparently, just before Daddy died, he leaned over, rested his head on the chair beside his bed. What do you make of that?" The minister wiped a tear from his eyes and said, "I wish we'd all go that way. Let us pray and hold hands with the Father. Our gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege we have to have you right beside us. And Lord, this morning, as each one of us bring our request of things we need, we're also bringing our praises that you never leave us or forsake us. Help us each one with holy imagination to keep you ever close to us, so that we will be so close to you that we will mirror who you are to others. We love you, Lord, and we praise you with all that we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires that all men be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
Open your hymnals to 330. 330. The first, third, and the fifth.
Sabbath day the Lord has given us. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you indeed that you are God and that you love us so much. We thank you, Lord, for this holy Sabbath day that thou hast given us, that we can come aside and be spiritually refreshed, and we can have time, Lord, to spend that special time with you. Lord, when you created, you made everything just right. We ask, O God, that thou would look down upon us now and that thou would give us that peace that comes only with that right relationship with you and with our fellow man. Lord, we thank you that you have brought us safely through another week, through challenges that we had to face, dear Lord, and all sorts of different situations for different of us. But we are so thankful that you have gathered us here together to rejoice and to give honor and praise to you on your holy Sabbath day. Lord, we know that Your anointing breaks every bondage. Yes. So we are asking, O God, that thou would anoint us with the anointing salves of the Holy Spirit, that we can rightly represent you, that we can let the world know that we are yours. And today, Father, we are rededicating and consecrating our lives through your grace to moving beyond the barriers that hindered us from taking this message out to the world. Lord, we want to get this gospel to those who are still in sin's grip. Thank you for giving us the freedom to walk with you in the pathway of life. As we walk, may we become more like you, Lord. Help us to have the spirit of service and humility. And Lord, I just want to thank you right now for the success you gave me in my little sacrifice and in the other sacrifices that fasted with me this week. Lord, I thank you that we have the spirit to want to do something for you and to let us be uncomfortable even, let it take us out of our comfort zone. For Lord, we know that we cannot live with you forever in our comfort zone. We must get out and we must stand for you. So Father, we thank you for the week of prayer that is right here upon us. And may we be a people that have surrendered ourselves to you completely. For Lord, as we rededicate and consecrate our lives to you, we would ask, as the song said, take our lives and let them be consecrated totally to you, wherever you want us to go, whatever you want us to do. Lord, we are willing. Grant thy blessings according to our need. And as Isaiah says, here am I, send me. Lord, this is our attitude as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's go to hymn number 309, 309.
Books that I'll be reading from. The first is James chapter 1 verses 5 through 8. But if any of you lacks wisdom, he should pray to God, who will give it to him, because God gives generously and graciously to all. But when you pray, you must believe and not doubt at all. Whoever doubts is like a wave in the sea that is driven and blown about by the wind. A person like that, unable to make up his mind and undecided in all he does, must not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. And by the way, I'm reading from the Good News Bible. And the second book of the Bible is Hebrews 11, 1-3. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. It was by their faith that people of ancient times won God's approval. It is by faith that we understand that the universe was created by God's word, so that what can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen.
Let's go to hymn 100. 100.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not, as thou hast been forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning the mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand had provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning the mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning the mercies I see.
First, as your head elder, I'd like to thank Ann and Becky and Connie for this great program. Wasn't this great? Amen. Hear an amen out of that. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is the kind we like to have once in a while. And let us pray, folks. Our dear, kind, and heavenly Father, we're grateful for this service today, that we could sing songs and read scriptures, and that we could praise your name, Father. And today we pray, Lord, that you'll give us the faith of Abraham, the patience of Job, the love of David, the wisdom of Solomon, and the character of our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, that we might help spread this gospel, Lord, to let others know of your love, and that we can trust and have faith in your promises, that you will hear and answer our prayers, but most of all, you will be coming soon in the clouds of heaven to take us home to eternal life. And we pray that you'll bless us, Lord, as we go to our homes. Bless each family here and help them to seek you fully, Lord, and to have faith and trust in you. And we pray and we ask it and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's stand and sing Standing on the Promises, 518. First of all, I would like to thank each of you who participated. Some got short notice as early as a text this morning or a call this morning. But as I always tell you, that I do not ask anyone to do anything that I know that the Lord does not empower them to do. And I am so grateful. I thank Lillian Austin. Last week we went over and tried to get this program together, and Becky, and talk to Connie. So I thank each of the participants for being obedient and for doing such a marvelous job. God has great talent in this church, and we ought to use it to uplift his name. Thank you. Hayward.
May we pray. May the Lord bless and keep you and guide you and direct you as we leave his holy sanctuary. May the devil's wiles fall short of the mark for us. We uplift your name, Jesus. We uplift your name, God, through Jesus, our blessed Savior. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.